This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, social media censorship comes after worship. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In a world in chaos, there is revival stirring in the land, but you may not be aware of it, and the reason is worrisome. There have been worship services and baptisms happening on the street corner where George Floyd was killed, but it probably didn't make it into your newsfeed. There have been prayer gatherings and sparks of revival all over the nation, but why isn't it on the front page? Worship leader and former congressional hopeful Sean Foyt has been on the ground in some of these places trying to be a catalyst for a move of God and has been posting on social media about the good things that are happening. On July 23rd, he shared a startling tweet. While Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter promote the content of violence, rioting, and destruction, they are actively censoring worship, prayer, peaceful protest, and anything going against their fear-mongering narrative. My feed and many others is proof. #ChangeTheNarrative. He also posted another message, which included a screenshot from Instagram warning him, saying, "Your story goes against our community guidelines," leading to removal of his post that supposedly contained false or harmful information. Other Instagram users have tried to reshare Foyt's video during the peaceful worship rally, and their posts were blocked for the reasons of the content not aligning with Instagram's diverse community. Foyt tweeted, "This is what we've come to in America. Instagram is now classifying my worship videos as harmful or false information. Religious liberty? Freedom of speech? Big tech censorship?" Josh Hawley, U.S. Senator from Missouri and former Attorney General, tweeted his support for the Bethel worship leader, saying, "Cancel culture meets big tech. Now Instagram is censoring a Christian worship leader who wants to post a video of praise and worship from places where there has recently been unrest. And that doesn't meet community standards? Can't wait to hear the explanation for this." As revival is growing, the kingdom of darkness is actively trying to hide the hope that it brings. Let's raise our voice and pray that the church will lead the way of righteousness, bringing peace to chaos. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.